So my name's Bill Dewsbury. I'm the medical director here at the Royal Surrey NHS Foundation Trust.
So I've just been in to see your dummy that's used for training, the dummy that needs to be named. So you're trying to come up with a name for the dummy.
Yeah, we'd like to come up with a name for the dummy. So if people can provide their ideas, I think that's a really nice way to name that dummy. I think calling it a dummy perhaps dumbs it down a little.
Yes.
In that it's actually a very high fidelity simulator that we use for training for all members of staff across all specialties, and it allows us to practice scenarios, particularly emergency scenarios, in as realistic as a way as possible and an environment as possible without obviously having to involve patients. So it's just a great opportunity for staff to be able to practice skills or new skills with such a high fidelity simulator. That they know that what they do here, they can then replicate out on the ward environment.
Yeah, I mean, that really struck me, you know, walking into the room, just seeing how realistic it was. I mean, it was hooked up to a machine, it had sort of realistic measurements, it was even, you know, blinking, it's got pulses. I mean, it's an amazing piece of kit.
It's an amazing piece of kit, and we're very lucky to have it. And I think it's increasingly the future. I mean, it's the present, actually, of medical education, but even more so in the future, the use of that kind of technology to help with training has to be the way to go forward.
Absolutely. So, I mean, how has that sort of progressed, you know, over the years? I mean, how would have, you know, new doctors and people learn their skill in the past? I mean, how's that sort of progressed?
So in the past, I mean, even over the course of my career, I can remember very basic dummies that many people will have come across practicing basic life support, and that was really the sort of top level of simulator that we had. And now with the introduction of IT and the high fidelity simulators, it just takes it to a whole new level. I mean, you've mentioned it yourself that the dummies make noises, they blink, they breathe, they have a pulse. They give us on our machinery that surrounds them, all of our monitoring machinery, they give us all the correct information that we would expect to see of a true living person. And so it's just an enormously valuable tool for us to be able to, you know, increase people's skills in a very safe environment.
Yeah, and as you say, you make it realistic. It's, you know, it's so much better for your staff to be able to, you know, deal with, you mentioned, with those emergency situations on real people when they actually, you know, get out into the wards.
Yeah, exactly. And where better to practice than in a simulation suite? You don't want to be doing something for the first time for real when you could have practiced it potentially multiple times. And if you make a mistake on a dummy, you know, that's a really positive learning experience. And you can just go and back through and do it again and no harm done. And that's what we've got to aim for. We're always looking for edges that will take us forward in terms of providing safe care. And this is one of them.
I mean, I just love, you know, seeing that, and I got to meet the cleaning robot earlier as well. I mean, this is the high-tech future of the NHS we're seeing in front of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this Community Day gives us a really great opportunity to allow people to come in and see what's happening within the organisation here at the Royal Surrey, and some of the kit and technology that we have available to us and available to you as our patients and users.
And what I love about the idea of the Community Day is the fact that people are coming to the hospital and it's like a day out. You know, you come to the hospital, have a look around. Whereas normally, if you come through these doors, you know, it's going to be a stressful situation potentially. You know, you're having a procedure, you're visiting loved ones, you don't really sort of appreciate what goes on.
Oh, this has been a fantastic day for us. I think it's exceeded all of our expectations already. The atmosphere, walking through the organisation, through the corridors, looking at the stands that people have got up, listening to the families. You know, it's been a really, really great day, and it is fantastic for us as an organisation to be able to give that back to our community. We've had an awful lot of community support over the past few years with COVID, etc. And it's lovely to be able to give something back. And I think also our staff actually are finding it a really, really positive day in the interaction that they're having with members of the community. And it's lovely to see whole families coming in, children in the corridors, when normally if you're a small child and you're coming into a hospital, it's a frightening place. Whereas today it's much more exciting. You can see some of the things, and hopefully that'll help in the future.
And I think, you know, that you can tour theatres and things like that, you know, do you think that's going to put people's minds at ease if they've got maybe a procedure coming up, or, you know, maybe a bit nervous around hospitals?
I hope so, and I hope that they'll see that not only have we got amazing equipment and facilities here, but we've got great staff who they'll be able to talk to. And even if it, yes, even if one person feels slightly less anxious coming into hospital in the future, or we encourage one person to come and work within healthcare, then the day has been absolutely worthwhile.
Absolutely. It's been fascinating to walk around and look and see what's going on here. And for your job then as a medical director, I mean, what does that involve? What's your day to day?
So, it's a fairly busy job. My job really is I'm the executive, the senior executive in charge of all of the doctors, essentially, within the organisation. I'm responsible for patient safety, quality of the service that we provide here, and the professional well-being of all of our medical staff. So that's my role, and it's a great privilege to be here today representing the trust and meeting everybody of the community.
And 70 years, or the anniversary of NHS, I mean, what does the NHS mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me. I mean, it's been my entire working career, and I'm, what am I now, in my 50s.
You don't look it.
So, you know, I've been training as a doctor since I was 18. I've worked in the NHS since I was 24. Yeah. You know, it has been my whole life, and I'm incredibly passionate about both our workforce and the care that we give to all of our patients and our community. And today is just a fantastic day to be able to celebrate that.
And what was it for you that first made you want to come to the NHS? What sort of attracted you to get involved?
It's hard to say, actually. I don't have any members of my family who are medical. I was probably about 12 or 13 when I first got interested in medicine. I didn't really know an awful lot about it, if I'm honest, and I look back now. But it's been a fantastic career, and I would recommend it to anybody.
Absolutely. Well, really good to talk to you, and really good to have these doors open so people can explore and learn something as well. I think we're all learning stuff today.
No, fantastic, and thank you so much for coming. It's been a real pleasure.